Hi guys, and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And today we're talking about something that it seems the whole world is talking about.
They should be.
Hopefully they are, because it matters to so many people, especially if you use the internet.
Right, and who doesn't use the internet these days? Even my grandma is talking about digital privacy.
Right, digital privacy. So a lot of people are trying to rethink digital privacy.
Right. And I mean, especially if you guys have been paying attention to news coming out of the States, Facebook got into a little bit of trouble this year because there was, you know, well, some problems with digital privacy on that platform.
Mm-hmm. So we've got a dialogue today that kind of highlights some of the top issues, the hot button issues that are going on right now. So why don't we just dive in and take a listen?
All right.
Hey, Grace, there's a new social media app you should check out.
Another one? Isn't social media in enough hot water right now?
This one is more responsible with user privacy, and they don't run ads.
How does that reduce the risk of my information being exploited?
Because they don't need to siphon your information to advertisers for a profit.
Oh, so the platform is the product, not the consumer. What about the privacy policy? I'm tired of cumbersome opt-out processes and legalese.
It's based on the EU's new General Data Protection Regulation.
Meaning what?
Meaning an explicit opt-in policy and plain language descriptions of how the information is gathered.
Did they let users see what information is being held?
Yep, and users can even have the information erased.
Wow, that's reassuring. It's horrible how corporate lobbying has denied us safeguards like that in the US.
Totally, but I think it will have a positive impact in the US as well, since digital code doesn't care about borders.
I sure hope so.
All right, so the dialogue starts out with Jeff. He's telling Grace about some new social media app that she's got to check out.
And her response would be very similar to my response, which is another one.
Right, do we need another one?
We need another one. Okay, great.
Yeah, especially considering that Facebook, the biggest one, probably, is in so much hot water.
Okay, Facebook is in hot water.
Mm-hmm, like a hot tub. No.
Yeah. Well, Zuckerberg and all the executives
probably
have hot tubs in their bedrooms. But no, this is a phrase that just means in trouble, lots of trouble.
Yeah, especially when you make like public comments that people might criticize, especially like on, you know, social media things that you might be criticized for.
Yeah. And so you could think about this phrase in two ways, and they're kind of related. One is that, like Connor said, you made some kind of public mistake, and as a punishment, they're throwing you into a pot of hot water.
Yeah, scalding, boiling water.
Yes, exactly. The other way you could think about it is that if you just were in really hot water, that wouldn't be all that fun. You would be in trouble.
Yeah, in trouble. And we often use the preposition with, right?
Yeah, with a certain group, or in trouble, in hot water with your wife, for example.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right.
In hot water with, like just the public at large.
Right. So you got to be careful in those situations and try to work your way out of the hot water.
Is there a cold water? Can you be in cold water?
I mean, cold water,
you can throw cold water on something.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of make it calm down, right?
Yeah. Just throw some cold water on that idea. Connor, I got this great idea. I'm going to open. It's going to be like Disney World.
Well, I think, let me just throw some cold water on that.
Yeah, there already is a Disney World. Yeah. You don't need to open another one.
Yeah. So anyway, Jeff, he's like, no, this one is okay. This is a good app because it's more responsible with user privacy and they don't run ads.
Okay, don't run ads. Ads, my cousin calls me Ad.
Yeah.
That is my name. I've never met anybody else
Ad.
Named
Interesting.
Ad.
Interesting. Oh, Adam's already pretty short.
It's already pretty short. We're pretty lazy. In any case, even if there were another ad, I don't know why we would be running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's just a kind of colloquial phrase that just means posting ads.
Advertisements.
Advertisements.
Yeah, advertisements, of course, over here. Yeah, we don't really say, like, show. I mean, I guess you would talk about showing ads, mm-hmm. but usually in that case, it would be like not showing ads.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You would have software that would block ads.
Mm-hmm. Ad blocker.
Ad blocker. Mm-hmm. Because again, yeah, these platforms, they usually make money by running ads.
Right, exactly. So essentially the advertisers are the customers.
Yes, exactly. Hey, even when Zuckerberg was in trouble and in hot water mm-hmm. with Congress,
yeah.
right? Wasn't there a senator that asked him a stupid question?
Yeah, the senator said, so how does your business model work if Facebook users are using it for free?
Mm.
And then he said, well, Senator, we run ads.
Now, of course, we've all been online for, well, most of our lives, I guess, half of our lives, a long time.
Yeah, probably about that.
And I mean, I've never really been too concerned about the way that my own data is used.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are, you know, they do have trouble with this. They feel that this information, this data can be easily exploited.
Right. So exploited doesn't have to be a negative word. Mm. It's just like using something that helps you. But often we see it's used unfairly.
Yeah. I mean, it is, I would say, 75% of the time.
Probably, yeah.
Especially when it's dealing with people or personal property or
finances,
information.
Information. Yeah. It's using that information in kind of a deceptive way.
Right. Now, of course, you can exploit resources.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, when I think about exploiting resources, I think about like wasting.
Yeah, and it usually goes too far.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So exploiting is often pretty big. You know, these are giant things that you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the next word here, siphon, is pointing to something much smaller.
Much smaller. But it grows over time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So siphon here is when you kind of take little bits of, in this case, data. Could also be money, and you take little bits of it and put it somewhere else,
right,
over a long time.
Yeah. Well, I think about like anytime you hear about you know, some business executive has been stealing money from the company, embezzling money, they don't do it all, you know, in one quick swoop, right?
Yeah.
It's always just a little bit here, you know, they just take from the petty cash account or take from this, take from that.
Yeah, siphoning from company accounts.
Sure, exactly. Another thing that often happens, and this is probably not something that's done by an executive, but people will steal gasoline.
Yeah.
Because gasoline, you know, it's pretty expensive. So people will actually take a tube and stick it into the gas tank of a car and suck it out.
Yeah, they have to suck it out first to get it started.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I cannot imagine doing that, but I mean, you got to make a living, or you got to make a buck, I don't know.
I guess, exactly. Now, gasoline is a pretty expensive product for some.
Yeah.
Facebook is not very expensive.
No, it's free. It's free for us to use, but that makes you wonder about, like, well, what are we to the company, right?
Right, yeah. So this is this very old phrase. It's been around, it seems like it's been around since time began, but really only since Facebook and, you know, other sites like Facebook have been around, which is, when you don't pay for the product, you are the product.
Exactly. And that's what it is basically for Facebook. They're selling your information to advertisers.
Yeah. Because they run ads.
Because they run ads. So Jeff is saying that this new social media app, the platform is the product, not the consumer.
Okay, so it's probably not free.
Exactly. That's probably what it would mean. You have to actually pay for it.
Mm, and then Grace asks a very, very biting, important question. Mm-hmm. What about their privacy policy?
Privacy policy. This is the big buzzword these days. When you sign up for something, you got to read all their terms of service, right?
It's so long and boring.
Yeah, it's really boring. It's all the legal stuff. It's very cumbersome, isn't
it? Oh, cumbersome. I love this word just because it seems so heavy.
Yeah.
Just the word itself.
Yeah.
Cumbersome.
Yeah. It's heavy or awkward, right?
Mm, and it's too much.
Yeah, it's a pain.
It's a pain in the you-know-what.
In the you-know-what.
You-know-what. Now, of course, in this process, what they're trying to get us to do is either opt out or opt in.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point is that now the onus is on us to say, no, I don't want this.
Right, like, exactly.
You can't just assume that Facebook is going to not share your photos, not share your information. Mm-hmm. You have to actually explicitly, we'll see that in a second, say that I don't want this.
Right, and Adam just said those two words, opt out and opt in. And we see those here. Opt out, we've seen this before. Opt, it's like the word option.
Choose. Right?
Choose, exactly, right. So it's like I opt out means I choose not to be a part of this activity.
Right, and it is, you know, it's pretty formal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Right, like countries opt in mm-hmm. and out of treaties. Mm-hmm. In Canada here, our provinces can opt in or out of federal programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's very formal, as is legalese.
Legalese, although the word is informal.
The word is, the word is a casual word, but it's, we're talking about formal lawyer language, right?
Yes, exactly. So legalese, it's kind of fun. I mean, you can think about Chinese, mm-hmm. Japanese, Shanghainese. I guess that's also Chinese.
Yeah, I guess that's it for the list, eh?
There's more.
There's no more.
Those are the only ones.
<it. laughs>
But yeah, legalese, of course, is it's not that it's incomprehensible. Mm-hmm, it's just that, you know, for it's long.
It's long. It takes a long time to read. It's cumbersome.
It's cumbersome.
Like, oh man, I have to read each sentence 5 times.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And wouldn't it be great if we could just put it in plain language?
Yeah, that would be so much easier. Like layman's terms,
in
right?
Layman's terms, right? Just put everything very clearly, you know.
Very clearly. Explicitly.
Explicitly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, this word explicit or explicitly, mm-hmm. I mean, this gets used a lot mm-hmm. in this kind of legal setting because by doing something explicitly, you're mm-hmm. not just sort of like, they're not assuming that you're doing it.
Right. You're making it very clear.
It's clear.
And understandable.
Exactly. So if something is implicit, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, it's just kind of like wink, wink.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It may be explicit for a lawyer, but most people are not lawyers.
Sure. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And actually, it's sometimes used when talking about, like, movies, right?
Mm, it's because of explicit language.
Yeah, that's like swearing.
Swearing, yeah.
Or violence, explicit.
Explicit violence.
Just explicit scenes means that there's some, like, maybe sexual stuff or violence or swearing.
Yeah, it's weird that word means both of those things.
Yeah.
Right? That one of, like, just being super clear.
Yeah.
Like, everybody understands mm-hmm. what we're talking about here. Yeah. And then, just like violence, killing and swearing.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny, yeah.
Hey, you know what's not funny?
Well, I know lots of things that aren't not funny, but tell me what you think.
Lobbying. The power of the lobby.
The lobbyists.
The lobbyists, yeah.
So lobbying here, this is not the hotel lobby.
Mm.
No, you might find a lobbyist there, but lobby means to persuade, especially politicians.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. And this is one of those things, again, I am a political science major, mm-hmm. so this word, you know, doesn't mean maybe the same thing to me as it means like just to you know, in the newspaper or something.
Right.
Because lobbying, I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with lobbying.
Sure, right? Yeah. You've got corporate interests. You're trying to kind of do like a campaign even. Like,
exactly. Yeah. And it's not necessarily, you know, going... When people think about lobbyists, they think about, you know, like alcohol, tobacco.
Yeah.
Firearms, I need you to change the law, Senator, so that we can sell cigarettes to 2-year-olds.
Yeah, that's kind of the narrative in the news, right?
Right,
yeah.
But it could also be like, you know, local mm-hmm. Charity.
Mm-hmm. Lobbying for environmental change or something.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem with lobbying these days is that it has become a profession. Like there mm-hmm. is, Washington is a city that is full of not only legalese, but also lobbyists.
And a lot of these lobbyists have the politicians in their pocket.
Well, oftentimes they are the politicians.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's called a revolving door, just like you uh-huh. would see in a hotel lobby, right? You join the government, you know, you are elected, and then you quit the government and go get this job as a lobbyist, mm-hmm. and then just use that your former position mm-hmm. to gain more power, or in this case, more money.
That sounds pretty deceptive to me.
Well, there are safeguards in place in certain places with certain parts of the government. Uh-huh. There are rules that say, if you worked here, you can't be a lobbyist for maybe 2 years.
Oh, okay.
You have to wait.
So it kind of protects from doing some kind of harm or damage, right?
Yeah. Keeps us safe. Keeps our citizenry safe.
Yeah, hopefully. And Adam, you said an interesting verb there, in place. Safeguards are in place. That's often the expression we use with that, right?
Yeah, there are safeguards in place. You can also use safeguard as a verb itself. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to safeguard our privacy.
Yeah, safeguarding against, attacks or
attacks.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, so what I mean, it is a really, really good word. Keep in mind, though, there is another similar phrase that is security guard, which is the old man that's probably smoking outside of your building right now.
Yeah. A lifeguard as well. That's the guy who protects you at the beach.
Yeah, the lifeguard is usually much younger.
Yeah, younger. A little.
Probably not smoking.
Yeah, he might go to the gym. He might look a little better,
right,
more in shape.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so Jeff finishes up the conversation here. He's like, well, yeah, we don't have those safeguards like the EU has now, but digital code doesn't care about borders. Mm. You know, there still will be an impact in the US because there are many Facebook users who live in Europe.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And of course, in 2018, there should be few things that are more important than safeguarding our online selves.
That's for sure. I couldn't agree more. Well, why don't we listen to that dialogue one more time?
All right.
Hey, Grace, there's a new social media app you should check out.
Another one? Isn't social media in enough hot water right now?
This one is more responsible with user privacy, and they don't run ads.
How does that reduce the risk of my information being exploited?
Because they don't need to siphon your information to advertisers for a profit.
Oh, so the platform is the product, not the consumer. What about the privacy policy? I'm tired of cumbersome opt-out processes and legalese.
It's based on the EU's new General Data Protection Regulation.
Meaning what?
Meaning an explicit opt-in policy and plain language descriptions of how the information is gathered.
Did they let users see what information is being held?
Yep, and users can even have the information erased.
Wow, that's reassuring. It's horrible how corporate lobbying has denied us safeguards like that in the US.
Totally, but I think it will have a positive impact in the US as well, since digital code doesn't care about borders.
I sure hope so.
Okay, so in the dialogue we just listened to again, Jeff mentions at the end that it will have a positive impact in the US as well.
Mm.
And that's kind of true. Like, Facebook users are all over the world. And if somebody in the EU, in England, is using Facebook, they're going to have to abide by these safeguards that are in place in the EU.
Right. So we probably should mention that. It's called the GDPR.
Yeah, General Data Protection Regulation.
But I'm not sure about how they say data in Europe.
That's true, yeah.
This is the big question always that comes up.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce this word? And some people are really, really fussy about it. It's like, no, it's data. It's
data.
Not data, it's data.
It's from Latin, it's data.
Exactly. Yeah, and then other people will say, no, there's, you know, English rules that if there's one vowel and another consonant and then another vowel, then it's going to be, you know, people are always going to be arguing about this.
Mm-hmm. But I think what matters there is, what are people actually saying?
And the truth is, they're saying all of them.
Yeah, they're saying data, both of them.
And data as well.
Data,
right?
Data. Yeah, like, my mom's American, like I always say this, and I don't even know which one I say. On Mondays I say data, on Tuesdays I say data.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, what about you guys? Do you say data or data?
Yeah, you can spell it out in the comments for us. Data or data.
And what about digital privacy in China? I know that you guys are listening to this via your phone, and I know that this is not the only app that you use. How can you be sure that your online self or that your digital information is kept secure?
Yeah, it's a big question that we all have to ask ourselves as the internet becomes even more entrenched in our lives than it already is.
Absolutely. So if you have any tips on, you know, how to safeguard yourself, how to safeguard your information, let us know those as well.
Look forward to seeing the comments, guys. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye, guys.